I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. Welcome to the campfire. We'll let you in real close. Get you a little Thomas coffee. Hear that fire roaring this morning? We're back in the studio, Midwest Outdoor Studios, deep within the bunker, undisclosed location.
Live mobile on demand.
You couldn't help yourself, could you?
No.
He's eating breakfast pizza. Did you hear that, Matt? Matty G's over here across the way. Hey, Matty.
Greetings. How we doing?
We're doing good. Yeah. And, of course, that was the Vogler Vogler. Got a great show lineup on a Saturday morning. I just love the sound of that campfire Vogler.
Woo-hoo. It's good.
You're an idiot. You know that.
Yes, I am. I go to Walmart last night to get push pins at 8 o'clock, and I leave them at home.
For our photo shoot with our banners of our sponsors. I'm going to tell all the sponsors it's your fault.
Oh, it is. I'll admit it. It's mine. I had the hammer, though.
We're going to have a great show. We are going to. We got a guest later on in the show. We've got the, you know what's going on, St. Louis?
It is.
Come on.
The St. Louis RV and Vacation Travel Show.
Yes.
February 2nd through the 5th at 217. And it's 701 Convention Plaza. Show hours Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday, 10 to 5. One of the largest public recreational vehicles consumer shows in the country.
And we have the show chairman and owner of Bill Thomas Camper Sales out in Wentzville. On the show this morning, Mr. Glenn Thomas, he's going to tell us about the RV show. And he's going to tell us about his campers out in Wentzville. Pretty cool, pretty cool. Also in the studio this morning, we have 5 pounds of possum. Yeah. The guy that can't get out of bed every morning. Y'all know who this guy is. Halls of the Wild, also known as Sleepy. Yeah, 5 pounds of possum, Ralphie Dern.
Yeah, it's good to be awake.
The only reason you're on the show is that I hauled you up here.
Was my wake-up call.
Yeah. No, your wake-up call, no, we're not going to go there. What a morning we started with, too. Ralphie overslept, supposed to meet me at 5 o'clock. I come out of Dittmer, go to Hillsboro, supposed to meet me at 5. He don't show. I'm still in bed. Oh, almost hit brush carp, rat with horns this morning. If he hadn't stopped, I'd have got him on the way up on a blacktop road.
Yep.
Then got up there, and the light wouldn't change in Hillsboro. Then got to the Casey's and and get somebody to make us our breakfast pizza, and Ralph wasn't there. It's been a great morning.
Yeah.
And Vogler forgot the pins.
I'm doing good.
The good news is we've got another guest here that was bright and early on the parking lot, wide awake, happy to be breathing this morning.
Waiting for everybody else to show up.
Yeah.
The professionals.
The professionals were late. Yeah. Yeah. And as I told Matt, if the SWAT team shows up, I'm not in here after that drive up here. We're going to have my seats covers changed in my truck where Ralph was sitting because he was biting some holes in it. Right, Ralph?
Took the pliers to get my fingernails out of the armrest.
Conservation Federation, we've got an upgrade. We're not dealing with Brandon Butler anymore. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah.
Should we get some cheering noises or something for Brandon? Just in case he's listening.
He's not out of bed yet either.
You don't think he's out? Hallelujah. There we go. Michael Wardlaw. Hey.
Good morning, guys.
Welcome to the show.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I was tickled to death when I found out we was going to have you on the show. You're an old radio guy, man.
Hey, well, my wife thought I was crazy getting up this morning. It's deer season's over with. It's not turkey season yet. She didn't know why I was getting up so early.
We're going to talk to you quite a bit about the Conservation Federation. You've got a lot of stuff going on. But we're also going to tell a lot of our listeners, we got lots of hunters and fishermen out there that don't know what the Conservation Federation of Missouri is.
Absolutely.
And we're going to get into that in a little bit of the show. Volker, you got another announcement for me before we move on here?
One of the big events. Can I talk about the film coming out real quick?
Yes, absolutely. This is a good time to do that.
Spence Turner, A Life Well Cast, premieres at Wild and Scenic Film Festival. Spence Turner, A Life Well Cast, will premiere during the Wild and Scenic Film Festival on Sunday, February 12th at the Blue Note in Columbia, Missouri. Doors open at 1 p.m. and film runs from 2 to 5 p.m. The event is hosted by Missouri River Relief, and the film is highlights of the former Missouri Department of Conservation biologist, Spence Turner. Sorry, that's
our brother, our friend.
Yeah. He's a personal hero of mine and never had a job. He had a vocation. Trouter is calling. His work with Missouri fisheries biologists and outdoor communicators changed fishing in Missouri forever to the better. And I'm so thankful to have been blessed to call Spence Turner my friend. This is a hard one to read, man. You
yes,
know that?
Well, of course.
But it's going to be that weekend.
So.
And this is about one hell of a man. One hell of a good person, and it's going to be, you can get tickets that day, but it's going to be a heck of an event, and that's also sponsored. It's done by Brandon Butler from the Conservation Federation of Missouri. I think anybody that knew Spence loved him, you know.
We had some great hunts together, shared a lot of campfires, a lot of years. We had a lot of fun together. Good man. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, of course, this is their 50th year, established in 1967. February issue is out. We've got it here in the studio. Everybody's got a copy of that. I have an article in there about the kids, the young guns, and a really interesting Vogelwagner. I put it up on Facebook when it hit the newsstands that it was on there. And a young lady I hunted with some 15, 20 years ago messages me on Facebook and how much that meant to her for me to take her on that hunt. So I mailed her a couple copies of this. And it was really cool that she wants me to meet her husband and her kids.
Oh my God.
That's just so neat, you know. And she went on, she said, I'm getting a little choked up, too. Then she says she started crying when she read the article. Oh, bless her heart. So
that's for you, Sarah. That you do with the kids, and John Anoni in Pennsylvania does with the kids, you make life-changing events. They get pride, they get confidence, and they can take on just about anything then. You ever see your pictures of the kids, there's always these million-dollar smiles on their face.
Same thing with John Anoni.
Anoni with the Camp Compass program.
Yeah.
You know, it's what great people, you know.
Well, look at me and Ralphie went out to Kansas, right, Ralphie?
Yeah.
What a deal that was.
That's quite a deal.
Oh, there's some great kids there, too. Yeah. There were some little smart alecks there, too.
Yeah.
I love those kids. A couple of them are pros, buddy. A couple of them are pros.
Pretty sharp.
Yeah. What a great group of kids. What a great job Kansas does with that, too. The Turkey Federation out there with Gibb and those guys. Man, they do a great Jake's camp.
Yep.
But what were they thinking bringing me and you together? I'm probably another award.
That's probably what.
Actually, Gibb is getting an award.
I knew it.
At the National Convention in Nashville, Tennessee in February. When is that convention, Vogelwagner, before we go to break?
Oh, that's convention.
Uh-huh. My seminar is on the 18th on a Saturday, so that should give you a hint.
So that should be the 17th through the 16th of February.
Right? Yeah. Nashville, Tennessee.
Next week,
we're going to have George Tharton, president of the NWTF, on the show with us to give us a rundown about what to expect in Nashville, not that far down the road, NWTF National Convention.
Right.
And Gibb will be receiving the Roger Latham Award at that event for what he's done with those kids out there in Kansas.
Wow.
Do you know and I'm proud of that because we're a small part of that.
Right.
That's right there. Ray I rocks the seminar room. You blow him away.
Yeah.
You blow them away. They have a good time.
Thank you, Matt. Get him into the microphone. He's only been doing this 15 years.
I just told him about that. And, oh, my God, I got excited there.
And they got to know, if they want to see Ray there, there's one seminar, okay? You got to get in that room.
That happens every year.
And
9 o'clock in the morning.
Every time on Saturday, 9 o'clock. And after that, people will say, Ray, when's your seminar?
All day. All the way to Sunday.
All day.
What time's your seminar? We're coming to your seminar. What time's your seminar?
Yeah.
It was Saturday morning. But I've had that same slot for, 15 years
now?
Yeah,
yeah.
Every time. You know, you've been there a while when the Turkey Federation contacts you a new guy kind of says, what time is your seminar, and are you doing a seminar this year?
Yeah.
It's their event.
It's theirs, yeah.
I always loved the year that you left Ralphie in the with the door open. He's on the radio with
on
me.
The radio.
In his underwear.
In his underwear.
And now with today's electronic media, that's been everywhere.
From the fiddlers. Oh, yes. My kids found it at school.
Okay. When we come back.
On a Google search.
We come back from commercial break. We're going to talk to you, Ralphie, about some of the stuff you brought with you today.
Yeah, I got
and,
a lot of stuff.
And when we get into the next segment, we're going to go over to this handsome gentleman over here that's way better looking than Brandon Butler. That's going to join us. What's that? Did you have something to say?
Oh, no. I'm just soaking in the compliments.
We also have one more thing to talk about real quick.
Conservation Federation Missouri. We're going to say
World Slam Adventures presents Ray I. Johnson Mountain University Turkey School. It is going to be April 20th through the 23rd. Course curriculum. We're not just going to go to class. You're going hunting in Oklahoma.
Don't get so emotional, Volker. It's okay. Ooh.
Oklahoma. 31,000 acres.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Ray Eyes, Johnson Mountain.
You can
Mountain
get
University.
Lost on there pretty easy. At least I
Ralph,
can.
You get lost on 30 acres.
I can get lost on there really easy.
Professional trapper, professional outdoorsman. Ray, what? Is there supposed to be a barn over here on this farm? Jeez. Let's take a break.
Those days with Dr. Doom and Ralph, you are a saint, man. You're going to heaven.
Dr. Doom would turn and just walk the wrong way, and somebody from Arkansas would bring him back to camp. We'll see y'all on the other side. We come back, we're going to have lots of fun.
Live mobile on demand.
Yeah.
Woo.
See you on the other side, baby.